is the season for homemade classics for dinner. Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving's already been passed. Okay, stating obvious. But, yeah, 'tis the season for homemade classics. Mashed potatoes. Dressing. Any casserole you could ever think of. And the classic macaroni and cheese. Yep. But here's the thing about macaroni and cheese. And this is something I don't like people doing with macaroni and cheese. Okay, I'm going to sound like a... I am going to sound really, really picky. And I'm going to run the risk of sounding like an elitist purist about macaroni and cheese. Okay, so the thing about it is, what I don't like what people do with macaroni and cheese is they put random shit in it. Like, what happened to just noodles and cheese and all that? I mean, why have the need to put all this random stuff in there, you know, like broccoli and carrots and why and breadcrumbs. Now, if the breadcrumbs is for crunchifying it, you get some points, but it's just I'm not so wild about breadcrumbs in macaroni and cheese for some odd reason. That's just me. But here's the thing that really, really kind of gets my goat and confuses the hell out of me is why you gotta put all that kind of stuff in there? It's just like, oh my god, I'm gonna have to need a drink to get my words out. Oh, it's nice and cold too. This Pepsi Max is good. I did it. That's good. Anyway, on to the topic of macaroni and cheese. One of my favorite foods ever. Yes. But, yeah, like I said, why put random crap in it? Like, it's just like, macaroni and cheese should just be that. Macaroni and cheese. Do I need to explain it any further? No, but I'll do it anyway since I'm the most over-analytical person ever talking about macaroni and cheese. Why? But no. So, anyways, I watched this video that it was one of the videos that what is his name? I know his first name is Kalen, and he did a lot of food reactions to a bunch of stuff that shouldn't have been made. Kalen Allen, that's his name. He was watching a video where they were making some macaroni and cheese, and it looked like it was white cheddar macaroni and cheese at first, and as I watched with him, I was watching the video, I saw something that kind of crushed my heart. I don't know if it crushed y'all's as much as it did mine. See, this is one of the things about me that people don't get, and sometimes I don't get either. I am sometimes picky with my food. And so when they started piling on these random vegetables like broccoli, carrots, and peas and stuff like that in there, I'm like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Just don't do that. You're ruining the dish for what it is. Macaroni and cheese, not macaroni and cheese and carrots and peas and trees and what are you doing? What are you doing? And see, this is another thing about macaroni and cheese. Sometimes they put bacon in it. Now, I would have to be in a certain mood to like macaroni and cheese with bacon in it. I mean, I love bacon. Let's just take it to face value and say, yeah, I do love bacon, but it's just bacon by itself is glorious. The only combination with bacon I like is if it's on a burger. If it's in like a pasta dish. What? Wait a minute now. I do like carbonara sauce, but if it's in macaroni and cheese, come on. I mean, okay, but okay, let me backtrack a bit. I just sound like a picky little toddler right now, but oh, look at this. Tarkus just being a absolute baby about food. I don't want that. I don't want it. But I like, sometimes, yeah, like I said, I have to be in a certain mood to like bacon in pasta dishes. But I do like carbonara sauce sometimes. It just doesn't ring my bell all that much, you know? It just doesn't ring my bell. Anyways, yeah. But macaroni and cheese and bacon, yeah, I would have to be in a certain mood for that. I mean, it's good, but it's not good all the time. And maybe I just kind of sound like I haven't tried the things yet, you know, the macaroni and cheese with the peas and carrots and anything, but it's just, let's just admit it, I am a purist when it comes to macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese is meant to be macaroni and cheese, not macaroni and cheese and carrots and peas and trees, okay? Macaroni and cheese. I don't care if you bake it. I don't care if you make some on the stove. I don't care if you... Oh, I just don't care if you air fry it. Well, you know what? I've never had air fried macaroni and cheese. I don't think that sounds good. Does it? Hell, I don't know. Baked macaroni and cheese is the best macaroni and cheese. Come at me. Okay? Just come at me. And see, a thing about it is, macaroni and cheese. Yes, macaroni and cheese is the bomb and should stay that way. Yeah, just get you some of that Velveeta, get you some of that Colby and Monterey Jack, some Parmesan, mozzarella. Just whip that thing up, get some butter and milk, pour it in a pan, and just sprinkle some cheese on top. Let it bake in the oven for 45 minutes, and there you go. You got yourself some macaroni and cheese. Well, that's how I would bake mine anyway. So, anyway, I don't care. I don't care how you do macaroni and cheese with cream cheese or any other kind of cheese, but please, for the love of God, please, please don't put peas, carrots, and Brussels sprouts or anything. Oh, ew, Brussels sprouts and macaroni and cheese. No. Now that's where you've gone wrong. That is where you go wrong. This is one of the silliest rants I've ever done, and please call me out if you need to, but just Brussels sprouts and macaroni and cheese, don't do it, please, For all things that are holy and otherwise, don't do it. Just don't do it. It sounds awful. To me, it does. But how do you know if you haven't tried it yet? Because it really doesn't sound good. I'm not gonna try it. Brussels sprouts and macaroni and cheese. No. Brussels sprouts by themselves, are okay, but no, I mean, who am I kidding? I don't like Brussels sprouts. But I do like broccoli though. I like some broccoli. But that doesn't mean it goes into the macaroni and cheese. Good gracious. I'm at this point where I'm repeating myself, and it's just macaroni and cheese. Leave it as that. It's good the way it is. Yeah. I have no idea what I just got myself into. Be free to criticize me for being an elitist purist about macaroni and cheese and how nothing else should go in there. But macaroni is pure. No, I had my speech lined up. Hold on a second. Macaroni and cheese is pure. Macaroni and cheese is innocent. Macaroni and cheese is wholeheartedly the best. It's so wholesome. Wholesome. That's what I was looking for. Not wholeheartedly, but wholesome. Wholesome. It is what it is. It leaves you feeling full. Well, except for people that can have it, but, you know, it's still good. It is still good. When it hits your taste buds just right. If you use your favorite cheese, yes, it is good. You know what? I haven't had any macaroni and cheese with, like, provolone or anything like that. But that does kind of sound good, though. Now, I don't know. I have to try that. See, this is what I want to do. I kind of want to switch up my recipes for macaroni and cheese and see if I could get away with, you know, putting some other cheeses in there. I don't know. I probably could, but right now I'm just going to stick with my recipe and just, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. I've ranted all I could about macaroni and cheese, and I don't think it's as good as my rant about, you know, Harry Styles, but hey. This is, oh yeah. Yeah. And by the way, just a preface, not the preface, but to end on this epilogue, not epilogue, but oh my god, Tark, baby, just shut up. You're gonna run yourself the risk of just sounding like a blathering idiot. And you're still going on, and the audio recorder is still going, and you have not shut up yet. Wow, Tark. But anyways, yes, I just tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you think. If you agree, hey, if you disagree and want to rip me a new one, hey, that's good too. Anyways, macaroni and cheese is wholesome. Macaroni and cheese is pure. It should be left as such. Don't mess it up, please. It's very hard to mess up. But, look, some of you living in the South, and y'all go to Big Bob Gibson, though, please don't get their macaroni and cheese. Theirs is just like very unflavorful, very blah, you know. That's just all I wanted to say. I just wanted to close that off with saying some of you people in the South that like barbecue and stuff, like Big Bob Gibson and stuff like that, don't get their macaroni and cheese. Their macaroni and cheese is just as bland as watching paint dry. Yeah, so, yeah, let's end that on that note. And I love you all, and yeah, that's just all I want to say. And Tark is Trooper signing off. Okay, shut up, Tark.